Social Q&As.
Dear Culture Guru, I'm writing about my daughter Lily, who's a top-notch soccer player and who wants to become a professional player. She has just been offered a scholarship to study at a UK soccer academy that combines academic study with professional soccer training and the promise of helping her launch a professional career. My concern is that the financial outlook for professional female soccer players is very poor. I don't want to stand in the way of her happiness, but I think she should prepare for a career with a better outlook. Having grown up male, I didn't realize until I had a daughter the consequences of sexism in women's lives. Any advice for me? Or for her? Loving Dad in Dallas.
Dear Loving Dad in Dallas, you are indeed right to be concerned. The gender pay gap between male and female players is enormous. Although there are signs of improvement, a 2018 study by the International Federation of Professional Footballers reported that 49% of professional female soccer players do not even earn a salary, and that 87% of female players finish their career before they're 25 due to low pay or lack of pay. If I were you, I'd encourage Lily to play soccer since she's got her heart set on it, but to have a backup plan and prepare for the years after her career ends. Hopefully, we'll see a reduction in sexism in the near future, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Dear Culture Guru, I'm the CEO of a nationwide family-owned tire business that's been in operation for almost 100 years. My dad used to run the company, but he retired last year and I took the reins. My husband is a stay-at-home dad, an amateur cook, and a pretty successful food blogger. I work long hours, as does my husband, who takes care of our house and three children. The problem is my dad. He's embarrassed that my husband doesn't have a high-powered career. Dad makes little comments and jokes about him, especially when we're with other people. Any ideas that could help us? Happy in Honolulu.
Dear Happy in Honolulu, no matter how much progress we think we've made, many people still have a double standard when it comes to traditional gender roles. Even though most people now accept the idea of women's professional success, many still hold on to the idea that a man should be the breadwinner of the family. I'd suggest you take your dad aside and tell him that you love him, but that his comments and jokes are hurtful to you and your husband. He needs to understand that he made his lifestyle choices and you have the right to make yours. Hope that helps.